Hundreds of Palestinians have gathered at the Erez crossing with Israel as Tel Aviv prepares to release 26 Palestinian prisoners. The release, expected in a few hours, is a third of four planned stages. All 26 of the Palestinians have spent between 19 and 28 years in Israeli prisons. 18 are from the occupied West Bank, 3 from the Gaza Strip, and 5 from East Jerusalem al-Quds. Last summer, Israel agreed to release a total of 104 long-serving Palestinian prisoners. The deal was made during the U.S.-brokered direct talks between the Israelis and the Palestinian Authority. Despite the latest release, thousands of Palestinians are still incarcerated in Israel, and many of them have not even been charged with any offense. Joining us now is our correspondent Ashraf Ashanan from Gaza to tell us a bit more. Ashraf, only three people are being released that belong to the Gaza Strip. However, I can see crowds there gathering behind you. There must be a lot of excitement in the air. Tell us a bit more.
Yes, Kenny, although only three Palestinians are being released tonight into the Gaza Strip out of the 26 who were released by Israel in the third batch of long-serving prisoners. Hundreds, maybe thousands of people are waiting around me. Hundreds of cars are lining down the street here near the Israeli-controlled areas crossing in northern Gaza, near the Palestinian town of Beth Hanun. For Palestinians, the release of prisoners means a lot. They consider the Palestinians prisoners as their heroes. And everyone in Gaza wishes to be here, despite the cold and the windy weather right now. The 26 prisoners are 18 from the West Bank, 5 from Jerusalem al-Quds, and 3 from Gaza. Each one of those 26 prisoners served at least 20 years of his life in Israeli prisons. We just got news from our sources that the prisoners are currently in the Israeli side of the crossing, and they might take an hour, hour and a half for them to get here. I spoke to some of experts, of especially those who know the prisoners issue very well. They're telling me that Israel is using the issue of prisoners, the release of prisoners, as a bargaining chip to get more concessions from acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas. They've done this before, and Tel Aviv has increased settlement activities both in the West Bank and occupied Jerusalem al-Quds.
Right, not to put a damper on the celebrations there, Ashraf, but there's also this main concern that a lot of these prisoners that are released by Israel through these deals are later incarcerated again.
Yes, Kenny, there is no guarantee that the released prisoners will not be arrested again. Israel has issued many threats to those prisoners, and Israel actually did arrest a lot of prisoners. For example, during the Shalit prisoner exchange deal, at least a dozen prisoners were reincarcerated by Israel for no reason.
Right, and also very quickly, if you can, Ashraf, these three Gazans that are being released, tell us a bit more about them and how their release is going to shed more light on the plight of the other Palestinian prisoners that continue to languish in Israeli jails.
Kaniz, there's nearly 5,000 prisoners, Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails, and although only three prisoners are being released today, it's a huge amount of joy among the people around me. I can hear people dancing and singing folk music and folk dances to celebrate their release. We've seen many of the faces here during the Monday sit-ins at the office of the International Committee of the Red Cross. Every Monday for the past 7 or 8 years, I've seen some of these faces here, and they are more than happy to see even one person being released today.
Okay, our correspondent Ashraf Shannon there reporting from Gaza. Ashraf, thanks very much indeed. And of course, we will continue to update our viewers on this prisoner release as it takes place.